News release. Robinson here on WAAWIINDAMAAGEWIN. Robinson here on WAAWINDAMAGUIN, RHW, asserts that the recently proposed trade tariffs by the Trump administration and retaliatory measures by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau do not apply to the sovereign First Nations within the Robinson here on Treaty territory. As self-determining nations, the signatory First Nations of the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 have long governed their trade and economic relations, including trade with relatives across the Canada-U.S. medicine line, border. The imposition of external tariffs on First Nations commerce undermines their jurisdiction and disregards the treaty relationship with the Crown. Trade among First Nations predates the medicine line and remains vital today. First Nations in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory regularly trade goods, services, and resources with Indigenous nations across the medicine line, exercising their inherent right to economic self-sufficiency. These relationships should not be subjected to disputes between Canada and the U.S. Our nations have never relinquished our inherent rights to govern our lands, economies, and trade, said Chief Kathy Stevens of Nipissing First Nation. Canada must respect our rights rather than allowing our trade and economies to be disrupted by political maneuvering. First Nations trade is not a bargaining chip. The Jay Treaty of 1794 affirms the right of Indigenous peoples to trade and navigate within their territories across the medicine line. Article 3 states, Indians dwelling on either side of the boundary line may freely pass and repass, and freely carry on trade and commerce with each other. Canada continues to ignore these rights in trade discussions, creating barriers that impact First Nations economies. RHW calls on the federal government to honor its legal and treaty obligations and ensure First Nations trade remains uninhibited by tariffs. RHW is also concerned these tariffs may be part of a broader strategy to weaken Canada's economy and access the vast natural resources within the Robinson-Huron Treaty territory. The region is rich in minerals, forestry, and energy resources, which have long been extracted without equitable participation or consent from First Nations. Tariffs are more than an economic dispute. They have implications for illegal resource extraction in our treaty territory, said RHW Political Working Group member Scott McLeod. Our lands and resources have generated wealth for others while our communities are left behind. We will not allow trade policies to further erode our rights. First Nations within the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory have never surrendered economic sovereignty over their lands. The treaty relationship did not transfer resource ownership, it only allowed extraction under the condition that First Nations be adequately compensated. RHW reminds both governments that accessing these resources requires full participation and consent from First Nations. Trade negotiations impact First Nations, yet they are repeatedly excluded. This ignores their inherent rights, jurisdiction, and the fact that they have never ceded title to their lands. Disregarding First Nations in trade talks undermines the treaty relationship, which is based on mutual recognition and shared responsibilities. These agreements were meant for coexistence, not unilateral decision-making by governments imposing policies without First Nations consent. Additionally, the legal principle, first in time, first in right, recognized in British common law, asserts that first possession grants superior rights. This underlies Aboriginal rights, the Royal Proclamation of 1763, and all treaty agreements, yet Canada and the U.S. continue to violate this by ignoring First Nations trade rights. We are not stakeholders. We are rights holders. Trade decisions affecting our lands, economies, and treaty rights must include us at the table, said Chief Wilma Lee Johnston of Serpent River First Nation. Governments cannot continue making unilateral decisions that disregard our sovereignty, treaties, and economic security. RHW urges all levels of government to respect First Nations sovereignty and engage in meaningful dialogue to uphold treaty obligations.